Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 71st Cannes International Film Festival. Today I'm with Samantha Mugazzi and Sheila Muniva, actresses in the film Rafiki by Wanuri Kayo, screening here in the Acertan Regard section.
So how did it start for you with Wanuri? How did you get on board of the film, of the project?
For me, it was more of serendipity because I met her at a friend's art pop-up. It was in Westlands, Nairobi. We were just celebrating art, and that's when I think we took notice of each other. But I think we were hanging out with the same people because some friends of hers who are my friends. So it was about November. Then she mentioned to me that there was something she wanted to work on. So she got my number from my friend who makes clothes. His name is Musa.
So
he makes clothes for a streetwear apparel called Bongosawa. So she got my number from him and she asked me if I could work with her. It being the end of the year, I was a bit hesitant because I was like, oh, I'm tired. I don't think I have any creative juice left in the year, and maybe I want to recharge and all that. She shared the script with me, and I resonated deeply with it, and I was ready to take on this relationship of love and trust, because that's all it has to be from the beginning. There's no going in through corners or through round bushes or anything, but by virtue of the fact that we were able to make that interdimensional commitment, Rafiki was born.
For me, I will start by saying I work in the production industry in Kenya, so I work as a producer, I work as a director. Wanuri is somebody I have admired for the longest time, and I knew that I had to work with her and that at some point in my life it had to happen. So I received a casting call from the casting director, Nini Wasera, and she asked to send a couple of images, and so I was called back to go for an audition. I walk into the audition room and Wanuri is sitting right there and Nini Wasera is sitting right there, and I almost like melted to the ground. So I had my audition, and eventually that translated to me getting the role as Ziki.
As I asked Wanuri, how would you describe the film? Is it a love story, a tale of independence, a coming of age story?
The story is based in based on a short story that was based in Uganda, which is a love story, a true love story. So her adaptation definitely took her creative forefront, but the basis of these two stories was love. It was two people growing in love, two people sharing hardships through love, and two people being vulnerable in a society that is quite small, because it's like a community in a community. So everyone knows everything everyone knows what everyone is doing. So I guess that's where the story can say we build the love from the community.
For me, Rafiki is a beautiful love story about, it's not, I don't want to say coming of age, coming into yourself. For me, Rafiki is a coming into yourself film where it's like when Ziki saw Kenna, she became herself. When Kenna saw Ziki, she became herself. So it's a love story that reminds you of who you are. And other than that, it's a love story that reminds you of when you fell in love. So it's a coming of age story. It's a coming into yourself story. And it's my first love also kind of story.
How important is it for you to present a film like this that not only depicts a love story, but it's a feminine story, it's about strong women choosing their life despite everything, and to be in Cannes with this and this particular moment in history for women, for us?
I think this is a very, very pivotal point in history for Kenya, and from where we've been, I can start from we promulgated a new constitution in 2010, which now highlighted everyone's rights clearly. in the fourth chapter, and it described that everyone is equal. And now it's power to the women, but everyone is equal and everyone has a right to express themselves equally. And the Constitution being the supreme law of the land, I feel that by now, 8 years later, we should be able to stand on, to stand beyond these laws, you know, to stand as individuals of expressing ourselves in different ways, in different, in our different identities, in our different races, in our different sexes, as you're saying, male and female. But why it's even more pivotal is because this is a woman, a filmmaker, we are women, she's an independent filmmaker, so I feel like there's so much, courage and there's so much passion, which I think is important for us as we're making our art and as we interact in all our relationships.
For me personally, the fact that, first of all, being part of a small group of women who are here in Cannes showcasing their films, that is incredibly, that's an incredible big deal. Looking at Cannes changing their system of things and now including more women into the jury and including more women into the selection, I mean, it shows where the world is heading. And for me, like growing up, every step that I have taken that's led me to the next step has always been through the hands of a woman, through how they guided me, through how they showed me the right way to work. So even coming in to do this film with Wanui, whom I have admired for the longest time, was almost like, look at the universe working. Look at what as women we can do. And look at how much noise we are making as women for this film. And it's incredibly beautiful as well to show also that vulnerable side of women and how they can fall in love and how they relate with each other and how soft and how beautiful it can be. And I truly feel that wouldn't have been the case if the film was written by a man and directed by a man.
And so, edited by a man.
Yeah, or even edited by a man. And that's why even in our film, the music is all female. All the soundtracks have been done by women, and that just adds the magic to it. And it's incredibly important because now 10-year-old Kenyan girls are looking at this. The lady who played my mother has a daughter who is in love with filmmaking, and she's in love with this film, and I truly believe it's because she can see women. She can see who she's going to grow up into. So it's I'm very honored as well, like, to be part of women who are making a movement, who are making a mark, who are doing something in the universe and making a splash and telling a story and motivating other women to do the same thing, just as I was, just as she was, just as Wanui was, and we are sharing that, and I, like, the world is changing.
That's a real power. When we get together.
When we get together, it's so powerful, and it's magical, and it's beautiful.
Thank you, girls. Thank you so much. Congratulations for Rafiki. Good luck.
We've been talking to Samantha Mugatti and Sheila Muniba, actresses in Rafiki, in the Astertown Regards section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 71st Festival di Cannes for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.